Okay, we're in the middle of the Tosfos of Taninan. So just to review, we discussed that there is a halacha that if one has a shtar and he presents it to a person and he says, "You owe me money." So the person can claim it's a forgery. So midaraisa, he's not believed. We say, you say it's a forgery, go fly a kite. Because the other guy has the shtar in his hand. And the forgery, I guess, is so uncommon that on a midaraisa level, you're not believed. However, midrabanan, you are believed. And midrabanan, we say, if you say it's a forgery, so we put everything on hold. And he can't collect with a shtar until he does kiyum shtaros. And when he'll do kiyum shtaros, he'll verify the signatures and then he'll be able to collect. So the discussion of this tosis, as we began yesterday, is what if somebody presents a shtar that someone owes him money, but that guy already passed away. So he's already coming to the yisomim. And it's saying that your father owed me money. So the kid, the poor little kid, has he might not be so little. He could be, he could be whatever age. But the yesom doesn't know what his father did or didn't do. So what is he going to say? So theoretically, he can't say anything. So the guy will just collect, but if the guy will just collect, then people will just take advantage of people who lost their fathers. Because they'll always just, if I want to get rich quick, what an unscrupulous person who wants to get rich quick could do is just go to some rich person who lost their father and say, write a shtar, forge a shtar, it says that your father borrowed from me $1 million. And he says, okay, I don't know. And then we'll have to give him the money. So Tosa says it can't be. I mean, then that's gonna take away livelihoods. What's the lashon? Lo shavka schayai l'chol beria. You don't leave life to any creature. Meaning you could totally undermine anybody. So that's not a good system. So what must we do? So we must say that there's a concept of tanina. That even though he can't be towing it, because he doesn't know what happened, we in the Bezdin will forward the tanina on his behalf, and therefore we'll require that there be a kiyum shtar before someone can collect, even from a yosom. Because even though the yosom can't claim on his own, but we'll claim for him. So then Tosis says no. Maybe we're not towing Mizuyev. Now, and Tosis doesn't explain in other words, Tosis says, you have to say you'll be towing Mizuyev. Because if you're not towing Mizuyev, lo shavkas chaya l'chol beria. Then someone says, no, maybe not. Maybe we're not towing Mizuyev. Why not? He doesn't say. So some Sfarim explain that because Mizuyev is a milsa de lo shchicha. So therefore, we're not going to be towing Mizuyev for him. Also, then how are we going to save the skin of the Yisomim? No, we'll be towing Paruah. For them. We'll say it was paid up. So that's what he says. Even if you're going to say that we're not towing Mizuyev, why? Because it's a Milsud Loshchich. That's left out here. He doesn't tell you, well, what does he have against towing? Why is Parua better for him than Mizuyev? So that's one mahalat that's given, because Parua is a much more plausible kind of. they're more paid up stars than forged stars. So Parua is a much more plausible claim. But since Parua is a much more plausible claim, then we can be towing Parua, and we're not going to be towing Mizuyev. More, and came into Hu Atzmo, because the father, Hu Atzmo means the father, having Mehemel Omer Parua, Migo Diboy Omer Mezuyev. Because the father could have tainted Parua, and he would have been believed, because he could have said, he has amigo, the father had amigo. So this guy doesn't have amigo, because, and the way some explain is because we're not going to be towing Mizuyev, so then we can't say Parua Migo Mizuyev. But since the father could have said Mizuyev, so that maybe the son could say, so in other words, so the son is Nemlin to say Parua, even though he doesn't have the Migo. No, the Yatom doesn't know anything. He's clueless. So we're going to advance the claim for him. We the Bezdin. We're the friends of the Yisom. So which claim are we going to advance? So first Tosa says, Mizuyev. Because or else everyone will clean the floor with all the Yisom. Right? They'll just, right? Forge star, right? So then Tosis says, doesn't like that. Then Tosis retracts from that and says, no, maybe to forward the claim of Mizuyev is not something we forward on your behalf if you didn't claim it yourself. Why? Because Mizuyev is something that is very rare. So if you say it, you know that it was Mizuyev and you're saying it, so then you could tie in to Mizuyev. But for us to fill in the blank for you and to be telling Mizuyev something that's so far remote, we're not going to do. That's so Tosa says, yeah, but then you're gonna kill out, you know, some of them are all gonna get messed up. No, we'll still be towing for them Parua. Parua is a plausible. A plausible claim. Isaac?
Maybe another way to explain why Parua is better, because it's less offensive. Say, everyone who writes a shtar, you know, faked it. Not as bad as to say, you know, maybe you paid it already.
Right, it definitely is less offensive. Okay, you could say that. Perhaps.
Why can't the Yisom claim Parua on their own? Why do they need Beis Din? Because they could say, like, you already came to us, we already gave you the money for this.
That's just not true.
No, because most probably the Yisom have no clue what happened. The money was borrowed from the father. The father borrowed the money. So the Yisom probably don't even know that such a loan ever took place. So now, in other words, the whole idea of this Tosis is you're coming. The topic of this Tosis is when someone is making a claim against you, and you have no clue what they're talking about. What's the scenario? When somebody lent money to a father who passed away, and now the Malva is coming to the kids for the money back, and they have no clue, so they can't be towing anything. So the only thing is, could we do something, could we Bezdin do something on their behalf?
Yeah, the kid's not allowed to towing anything at all. Like,
you can't be towing, I mean...
Maybe they already came to the Yisom after the father died. And they're saying, they told Bezdin, we paid them already. Or are they not?
That's a different case. If they claim that they paid, then we don't need Tanin, and then they actually know what was going on. But most cases is...
So it's not that they can't talk.
99% of the cases they won't talk. In the case where they came to him already and they actually paid up, so then they paid up.
Yes. Why do we have to actually, why is it supposed to go out of his way to find out what the claim actually is? Why can't they say, like, in all these cases they have been kind of start?
Because in certain cases one claim will be suitable and the other claim won't be suitable. So, in other words, we kind of start with questions based on what? Based on, because we're afraid it's forged. So that Tosis is saying that, well, at least he doesn't spell it out, but that's how some explain Tosis, that you can't, we're not going to, at least at this point in the Torah, Tosis is then going to retract. Tosis is going to, starts off saying that we're telling Mezuyev. Then he's going to say we're talking Parur. Then he's going to go back to Mizuyev. Okay? You'll see. Okay? Oh, so let's see. Let's see then inside them. Mizen lo chich la filo tanin lo Mizuyev tanin lo hum Parur. Kein vidu atzmu have a mehem lo ma Parur mido yibay amar Mizuyev. Because the father... If the father would say Parua, he would be believed because he could say Mezuyev, and that will cause the Malve to Mekayim the Shtar. So the father could say Parua, and he's believed. What does he mean he's believed? He's believed enough to cause the Malve to be Mekayim the Shtar, like Rabbi Berg was saying. Because if he would say Mezuyev, the guy would have to Mekayim the Shtar. So if he says Parua, he'd also have to Mekayim the Shtar. So now, even though, the way some explain, that even though by Yisomim, at this point in Tosus, they can't, we're not going to tie the Mezuyah on their behalf, we'll tie the Parua, but the question is, what good is Parua? Parua is only Neman because you have a Migo that you can say Mezuyah. But if we're not going to be towing Mezuyah for you, so what good is being towing Parua for you? So the answer is, Tosus says, that no, the word is of Taninan, is whatever the Taina, the father or the person in the know could have had and would have been believed, you get the same taina, even though by right you shouldn't be believed because you don't have the migo. Because we're only going to be towing parua for you and we're not going to be towing mezuyev. So you don't have a taina of parua, migo, that you could have taina mezuyev because we're not tanina mezuyev because that's a milso de lo shkicha. And then he proves it, this idea that the son gets the claim of the father even if the son doesn't have the migo of the father. The claim of the mother and parent of the bias that the star kiss a yose al yisom. If you have a star kiss, again, what was a star kiss? A star kiss is when a person gives money to another party to invest the money. He gives, the example we gave yesterday, he gives $1,000. And to invest the money. So 50% of the money, the lover takes full responsibility for it going up, for it going down. If it goes down, he loses. If it goes up, then he gains. And the other 50% is the pikadon, meaning that the achrayus is on the nosein, not on the mekabel. And if it goes up in price, it's his profit. If it goes down in price, it's his profit, it's his loss. So if you give $1,000 to this guy and now he passes away and you want to get the $1,000 back, right, at least $1,000 you want to get back. The profits, so that's the halacha, that's the 50% of the profits go to one person, 50% to the other person. But the original Karen, he wants to get back. And he claimed, and it was made $500 milva, $500 pikadum. So Gavishta Amocha Sabai's Gavishta Kissa Yotzeel Isomim, the Nishva the Golden Mechza. So the fellow who gave the money, who wants to retrieve his money, takes a Shvua, and he gets half of the milva, meaning the milva half, that's 50%. Havapalda pikadum. But the Palgi Gadon, he doesn't just get Stam Azoi, because we're Tanina Parua Hulach. We're Tanina for the Yisomim Parua. Avo Gavdol Taninul Hunensu. And the way I saw it explains that Nensu also is a Milsadol Shchicha. So we're not going to be telling that some onus happened to the Bikadom, because that's not so Shchich. So then, if the whole reason the father would be believed and require Kiyam Shtaros and Parua is because he could have said, believe me, that I gave you back the Bikadom, because I could have said that some unexpected thing happened. But the Yisomim can only say Parua, but they don't have the Migo, because we're not, the Shari Tosuk is explaining, they're not Neman on a time of Nenas, because that's Lo Shchicha. So how are they Neman on Parua? Parua is only Neman the Migo, that, in other words, believe me, I returned the Pikadon, because I could have said that it got burnt, and I wouldn't be responsible, because it's an onus. And the Shomer is not responsible on an onus except for a Shoah. So the kids, why are the kids believed for Parua? If Parua is only believed because Migo den Enos and the kids don't have the Migo, so why should we believe? The answer is because the kid gets the tine of the father. Since the father we believe Parua Migo den Enos, so the kid we believe Parua even though he doesn't have the Migo. Good. So at this point, Tosis is at the stage of saying that there's no Taninan Mezuyath, but we are telling Parua for the Yisomim. We'll always say Parua. And therefore, they'll have to be Mekayim the Shtar. And even though his parua shouldn't even require the other guy to be mekayim the shtar, because parua is only a valid claim that causes the other guy to be mekayim the shtar if he has the migo, and then some of them don't have the migo because it's a milsa. Shari Tos explains it's a milsa lo shchicha, but since they inherit the claim of the father, so since the father had the migo and he's neman parua b'migo with the nenas, so the sons are neman parua. Even though they don't have the Migo of Nenas. Wow. But now, the next line, what Tosis is going to do is he's going to go back to stage one. And he's going to say, that what?
That maybe we are Torah Mezuyah. So that's how he starts off the Tosis. Say, oh, we have to be Torah Mezuyah, or else there's no life for these kids. Then he says, no, maybe we can be Torah Parua. Based on the logic that you get the tithe of your father.
But now he's going to go back and say, no, maybe we have to be Torah Mezuyah. So you asked what difference, so he's going to explain what the difference is. And he's going to deal with your problem momentarily. Look inside. אבל יש להוכיח תתנין לו מזויף דין לא כן כל אחד יכלו שטר מחר או שטר מתנו ויחתום עדים ויגבה שלו בפנף מיסום מלכוכס.
But he said like this, what if a guy dies, right, and then here the kids are the inheritors, and some guy comes in one day, knocks on the kid's door, says your father gave us before he died, he gave us a shtar to say that he is giving us a matana. He's giving us the house as a matana. The house that you're living in was already given to me as a matana. So the Yisomim have no clue. Did the father give the house as a matana? Now he's going to have to move out. So if we're Tanin and Parua, it doesn't do anything. Parua. You're living in the house. That means you didn't give over the house. What do you mean, Parua? Parua's not shy from Matana. Because Matana is an object. So either I have the object or I don't have the object. I claim I'm supposed to be living in the house. You're living in the house now. I claim I'm supposed to be living in the house now. So we're going to say parua. Parua. If it's parua, it means you gave me the house, so get out. So parua's not going to do anything, b'matana. The only thing that will work, k'neged a ploy of a matana, is to say that the whole thing was mezuya. So Tosa says at this point, you can't say that parua is going to be the claim that we give the Yisomim, because parua won't help them in the case where the guy's claiming that it was a mechar or matana. Meaning, if he claims that it was a loan, money, so money is not a specific object. So then you could say parua. But if the claim is on a specific object, that car your father gave me as a matana, and I have a shtar to prove it, so you say parua. So it's parua, so give me the car. So of course it's not parua. Therefore, you need, the only thing you could do is taninan mezuyef. And then he's going to have to mekayim the shtar. And if he can't be mekayim the shtar, then he has no claim. If he can, then in the chanami, he'll get it. Whew! This is good, Rav Osei. It's very important to know how to learn a Tosfos line by line. It's very easy to say, give takes notes and say hakiras, and because most people are never going to read through this Tosfos line by line. But it's a good thing, and that's how you grow in learning. You don't grow from the outside things. You grow when you see things line. That's how you grow. So look inside. אבל יש להוכיח תנין ומזויף, תמלוקן, כל אחד יכתוב שטר מחר, או שטר מתנה. In other words, anyone, once the father dies, they'll write a shtar that says that the father sold a particular item and gave it b'matana. V'yachtom edim, v'yigbe shalo b'fonav, v'yisomim v'lukuchos. And they'll go to the Yisomim or the Lukuchos, and they'll claim. And if we're not going to be towing mezuyah for them, then the guy's going to win without even having to be mekayim the shtar. So al korcha, the only way to save the Yisomim from that claim is through a tainas mezuyah. Tashta in shaykh lo b'parati. Beautiful. Okay, now I will take questions. Rav Gershon.
I don't understand how
Ishtar Mechar or Ishtar Matana
works
for Lukuchas. In other words, Lukuchas is like this. It means that somebody before the father died, he sold land to a particular person. And then somebody's claiming now, going to the Lukuchas and says, that's not your land because the father previously gave it to me as a matana. So now the Lukuchas have no clue. Is that true? Is it not true? So if they're going to say parua, it doesn't make sense because parua means that it was paid up, so it means so get off the land. So the only thing that could help the Lukuchas is saying that whole thing was mezuyef. The Lukuchas don't know that. They don't know what happened. So it's taninan. We're going to be towing on their behalf.
I thought Lukuchot was only in a case where what is
Lukuchot? Lukuchot means purchases.
Any
purchase. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Why does Beis Din have to make the same claim in every single case? Why can't just bury Yom Kippur? We don't want to lose Matana, so basically they won't claim Parati, they'll claim Mizuyah there. I'm saying, why does it have to be the same everywhere? There's no reason for why you think it has to. Meaning, if they could claim one thing in one scenario, why can't they claim something else in a different scenario? It's not like, I don't see it, how it's a proof that it has to be Mizuyah.
There was no Amshlita saying. And maybe in some cases they'll be towing mezuyah, in some cases they'll be towing parua. and it doesn't have to be uniform. Oy, what can I tell you?
Is there like some sort of light that you think they have to be the same?
I guess since it's not a real claim, you know, they're not going to, Mistabra, they're not going to be, we have to see, you know, is this Din Taninan, is it Din Daraisa, is it Din Darabon, you know, well, let's assume it's Darabonan. So Mistabra, they wanted to have one thing that will cover all the cases. But, you know, I'm going to have Samuel.
I don't quite see why, why you can't claim Haru in a case with the Netz Matan.
You know what? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You want to hear why?
What's not why?
Because if somebody comes to, say, the father died, right? So the son, his name is, the father was Reuven, the son is Shimon. Right? So somebody comes to Shimon, it says, you know that car that you've been driving around, your father's car, your deceased father's car? He gave that to me as a matana. So what are we going to... So the son says, I don't know whether he gave it to you, but all I know is I've been driving around. So what are we going to say? Parua. So parua means it was paid up. So get out of the car, give it to him. But you still want to drive it. So the only way we could let you drive it is not through a tie of parua, because parua means it was given already. But obviously it wasn't. So if you claim that it was given, so get out of the car. But so the only way that the kid could stay in the car is if he says that claim that you're saying that my father gave it to you b'matana, and you have a shtar proving that, is mezuyif.
What's
your first name?
Bradley. I understand why Tosu was saying that the father has to have an amigo, because isn't any claim they're abundant, isn't it believed? Why do you need amigo?
So you need amigo? No. So I guess your assumption is incorrect. But not every claim would be believed.
But do we say that? The deraisa, the shar is like real witnesses, but the derabanan, he has a claim that he has, or any claim that he has.
So maybe not any claim that he has. Maybe only certain claims. You see, mezuyif is a very strong claim, so that will be believed. Parua is a very weak claim. You know why Parua is a weak claim? Well, the Gemara is going to tell us. The reason why Parua is a weak claim is because when you're saying parua, you're at least admitting that the loan took place. So you're giving credibility a little bit to his claim. So then for you to be able to cause that he should have to be mekayim the shtar, even though you just gave him some credibility, you have to have a amigo. Haravash
Lita. Why does the amigo of the father in the case of shtar case even work?
Not really risking anything. He's just saying, like, he's not really giving anything up. No, because
Nensu is an easier claim to say. Is that really enough?
That's easier. Because the guy doesn't know whether it was Nensu or not. He can always say, look, you gave me something to watch. So, and I claim I gave it back to you. So if I didn't, you know I'm lying. So that's not an easy claim for me to do. But if I say, Inochanam, you gave it to me, but it got burnt. So that, you don't know. So that's an easy claim for me. So believe me that I'm giving a hard claim for me, and I'm saying that I gave it back, because I could have said the easy claim for me.
He's just saying one thing or the other. He's not really giving anything up. There's like really no risk on him.
No, but that's what amigo is. Believe me, claim A, because if I wanted to lie, I had a much easier way of lying. It's much easier to say, if I want to say that you gave me something to watch, and I say I gave it back to you, and so you know whether it's true, and I know whether it's true whether I gave it back to you. So I'm not going to lie, in something that, you know, you're going to know beferish, you know, whether it's true or not. But to make up a story that it got stolen or got this, so that, you're not going to know whether that's true or not. So that's an easy lie. So if I was going to lie, why did I lie in a difficult way? I should have lied in an easy way. But the fact that I lied in a difficult way must be that I'm telling the truth, that I didn't lie.
He gets out of payment for free.
Mm-hmm.
He still gets out of payment for free if he's lying.
So, yeah, I understand, but that's what amigo is. Amigo, believe me, with that I advanced time to A, because if I was really lying, I could have advanced time to B, which would have been an easier time. Believe me.
Say that perua based on the fact that I could have said mizuyah.
Right.
There, though, that doesn't seem like that lie that he's written perua.
Right. So why is that amigo? That's... Because... Right, you're not going to have an easier lie, but over there it's different because mezuyah is a stronger claim. Parua, again, whenever I say parua, I'm giving credibility to the person, because at least I'm admitting that the story happened. I'm just saying I paid back. But I could have said a stronger claim, that I didn't have to give you any credibility. I gave you credibility. So if I was lying, I would have done it in a way that wouldn't have given you credibility. So it makes it harder for me when I give you credibility. Huh? I understand, but one case, you know, it's a weaker claim for me. So believe me, I could have given a better claim. It's a different type of Migo than this Migo. But it's a better claim for me to say Parua. Yeah.
We say Parua for any time that loan is paid. Isn't the star supposed to be torn up or thrown out or something like that?
Right.
Why does the guy tell the star? Peru is like being given.
Right, but sometimes they don't tear it up, they just write a receipt, and sometimes he could lose the receipt. Shogar. Yeah.
By the star keys, why is there a difference between the Hadon and the other half of the loan? Because why aren't they, if the Shmuel is fine by the first half of the loan, then couldn't the shvuah be fine also by the pikadon? And if it's amigo to say parua by the pikadon, so can't he also say it's parua by the first half and it's amigo because he couldn't claim that it's mizuyah? Like, couldn't there be something uniform for both halves of the loan?
No, because there's no such thing as nanas by a milk.
Right, there's no thing as nanas, but parua would still be amigo because you could have claimed that it was mizuyah.
Okay, but you get it without that. You get it just with the shvuah alone.
Sorry?
You get, in other words, the half of the milvah just takes the shvuah. It doesn't have to become the shtar. So what are you asking?
So then couldn't you just take the shvuah by the kadam also, saying I have a shvuah that
no.
I'm entitled to it?
Because by the pikadam we have the other claim of parua.
Right, so you could have
a
claim by the parua also by...
No, because parua needs amigo.
Yeah, isn't there an amigo because
they're claiming mizuyah? Probably because of parua. Let me think about that. I hear what you're saying.
So when we're making a claim on the behalf of the Jesuit, that we're saying Parua, we're saying like he was already paid, how does it help if he's going to do Kim Stars to confirm the original Star? Nobody's arguing that the original Star was a good Star.
Right, but by the fact that he's holding on to it, it's Mekuyim, that gives it.
But the like, if you have, you bring out the original witnesses, like, that doesn't change the fact that he has it or not.
Right.
Shouldn't we just be able to say, I still have it? Isn't that
right,
why Kiyum Shtaris in terms of the witnesses? How does that help?
Because Kiyum Shtaris makes the shtar, like, invincible. And the fact that you're holding on to an invincible shtar, that gives you... Yes, Sam?
Why is Bezin going through all this trouble of Edus when they can just easily make a takana that any shtar brought against the Yasam you have to do Kiyum Shtaris for, instead of debating, you know, this whole Harua Mezuyab argument?
Well, that's what... who asked that? You asked that, right. Right, but, like, I mean, just... I guess because they have to... I mean, basically, that's what they're doing, according to what we're saying. But, and I guess also, you know, they don't want to veer from the regular rules as much as they don't have to. So if they could fit it in with the regular rules, they'll prefer to figure it in with the regular rules. And the regular rules are that Kiyum Shtaris is only required if there's a taina on the shtar. So here... the person can't make the taina himself, so you have to. Okay. The Og Yeshul Daptek, we saw Paraget Poshu, Taninu Yasmin Mizuyov. Now he wants to give another raya that we're Taninu Mizuyov. The Omer of Huna, Shchiv Mira, Shehikdish Kol Nechasov. Shkiv Mira, so he's a sick person in bed, you know. So now he's deciding, you know, he's going to die. He wants to know what of his property is going to go where. So he said, "Tnu v'amar mana pluploni biyadi." As he said, so first, what happened? First he said, all my property should go to Hekdesh. That's what the first thing he said, the Shchiv Mira. And then he says, but you know what? I owe some money to somebody. So it's sort of backtracking. Because originally he's saying, all my money should go to Hekdesh. And now he's saying, but except for this $1,000 that I owe to him. So Shchiv Mira, Shehikdish Kol Nechasov, Omar... Mana leploni biyadi neman chazake in adam osek nunya al hekdesh. Well, the question is, you know, like, maybe he shouldn't be neman because first he says all the money's going to hekdesh. Now he's seemingly playing games. So maybe, you know, he wants to backtrack. So his only way of backtracking is to say that no, but I owe money to someone else, $1,000. And then, you know what he'll do? Knunya means like a conspiracy, a trick. He wants, was maybe he said originally he wants to give all his money to Hekdesh. And then maybe he had second thoughts. But if we're going to tell, if he had second thoughts, we said too late. Because the din by Shchiv Mira is when he says it, it's as if it's signed, sealed, and delivered. That's the din of Divrei Shchiv Mira Kiksuvim U'Musurim Dam. Whenever Shchiv Mira says something, you don't have to do a Ma'isa Kinyan. Because we assume that since he's not well and he's on his deathbed or whatever, we want to make things as simple as possible. So we don't have to write documents and this. Whatever he says is as if it's signed, sealed, and delivered. So if he says all his money, all his property is going to the Beis HaMikdash, like, so to speak, is all going to Tztaka. So then he may have a change of heart, but it's too late. So the only way he can get out of it, perhaps, is if he says that, oh, but there's one person I owe $1,000 to, so I didn't mean that $1,000. So the question is he Neman? What do we have to suspect that he's dishonest and he, or, you know, wants to regret it when he can't? And the way he'll get the money is he'll say, I owe money to somebody, and then Hekdesh will have to give them $1,000 to that someone, and then it's a conspiracy. Then he'll split the money with that other person.
Conspiracy
works is that first he said all the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Now he's maybe having second thoughts. But it's too late because he said it. And by Shriv Mirah, once you say it, it's signed, sealed, delivered. So how is he going to get out of it? So he's going to say, well, I meant that there's $1,000 that I still owe to somebody. And so I'll have to give to that. That's why he'll be able to get it out of Hektish, because you have to pay up the loan. And then that other guy will be in conspiracy with him, and they'll split the money. So this way, he'll get to keep, you know, the money that he originally maybe had in mind to give to Hektish. Now he changed his mind, so that's the way he'll...
How does that help the Shkir Mira, though?
What?
How does that help the Shkir Mira?
What? Well, help him. He'll have the money to do whatever he wants with it. He won't go to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not dying yet. So he still has money to do whatever he wants. So Shechiv Mira, Shehikdish Kol Nechasov, V'Amar Mrana L'Ploni B'Yadi, Neman. Why? Chazaka Ein Adam Osek Nunya L'Hekdish. Because there's a chazaka that you're not going to start up with Hektish. If you said it all goes to Hektish, there's a chazaka that you're not going to play games on to take money away from Hektish that was duly belonged to them. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Parich, Tchi Adam Osa Knunya Albanov? Is a person going to cheat his sons? What does that mean? The Rav Shmuel Amar to Rav Shchivya Shomar Manul Ploni Biyadi Amar Tnu Nosdim Lo Amar Tnu Ein Nosdim. So Shchivya says that I owe money to somebody. So it's not enough for him to say that. He has to say Tnu. I owe money and I want you to deliver it to him. Amar Tnu Nosdim Lo Amar Tnu Ein Nosdim. So we have two cases. One case is the Shchimira was Hikdish Kol Nechasov, and then he says Mana L'Ploni B'Yadi. So that he's believed. He doesn't have to say Tenu or anything like that. He just is believed that because Chazaka that he's not going to lie to Mafsid Hektish. So then the question is like this. We have a case of Rav Shmuel that Shchimer is dying, and then he says, I owe someone $1,000. So status quo, if he wouldn't have said that, when he dies, all the money's going to go to his children, to his sons. By the fact that he's saying this, now he's what? Taking away money from his sons to give to someone else. So the Gemara says he's only believed to give that money to someone else if he says Tenu. So that's the Gemara's question. Why does he have to say Tenu? How come in the case by Hektish, he doesn't have to say Tenu. Tenu is a more serious lashon. He says, not only owe him, but now go deliver it. So by Hektish, even if he doesn't say Tenu, because we're not afraid that he's going to do a knunya. We're not afraid that he's going to lie. So then the question is, by his sons, we are afraid he's going to lie, to treat his sons, to trick his sons, and we require that you say Tenu. Why should you have to say Tenu? Why don't you just say Chazaka that a person's not going to lie to take away money from his children? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Masik the Rav Huna Ayri B'Shtar Mekuyim. The case of Rav Huna that he said the money is going to Hektish and then he says I owe money to somebody, is that someone had a shtar mekuyam saying that the money was owed. So therefore, you don't have to say tenu, because there's a shtar mekuyim. For Rav Shmuel, but not give shtar sheinu mekuyim. And in the case of Rav and Shmuel, it's talking about when he was supposed to give inherited to his kids, but he decides he wants to give some of the money to someone else. So why does he need to say tenu? Because there, that someone else doesn't have a shtar mekuyim. So when you say tenu, it's as if you mekayim the shtar. Amar tenu kayim the shtar, lo amar tenu lo kayim the shtar. Perish. The shema shalola hasbiya as bun of amar kayim. Because maybe the reason why he said mona laploni. It's not because he really owes somebody something, but he doesn't want his children to look so rich. You know, people don't want to think, people don't, even the rich don't want people to know they're so rich. So therefore, that's why he has to say, Tenu, to show that he's really serious, that that the money goes to someone else and not his kids. So Tosa has a kasha. He told Tanina Mezuyif L'Somim, he called Malcolm Yigba, the Nakit Shtara. Whereas the question is, in the case of the kids, we said it's talking about a shtar sheinu mekuyim. But he still has a shtar, so what does he have to say tenu? So if they're not going to be toy mezuyev, so the kids will still be able to get the money because he has a shtar. In other words, in the case of the, we have two cases here. One is the hektish case, the tzedakah. And the other case is the Shkibira that says Mono Laploni Biyati, and he needs to say Tenu. And that's Vishtar Sheinu Mekuyim. This other person has the Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim. So he needs to Mekayim the Shtar, and then the other guy will get the money. But the question is, why does the father need to Mekayim the Shtar? If the other guy has a shtar, even if it's einu mekuyim, and we're not going to be tanina and mezuyef for the yisomim, so then why does the father need to mekayim the shtar? Even the shtar she'einu mekuyim, but if it's against yisomim, and you want to assume that we're not tanina and mezuyef, so that they should be able to collect even with the shtar she'einu mekuyim. Ah, so you'll tell me. You'll tell me what, but still, even if we're not Tanin and Mezuyev, we're still Tanin and Parua. And therefore, that's why you need to be Mekayim the Shtar. So he says, no, that's not an answer. The Ein Lomar the Tanin and Parua, the Harav Islay Modem Shtar Shekotso Ein Sarach L'Kaimo. The Rav Shita, and that's the Gemara here is Rav, holds that this is a famous statement, Moda B'Shtar, that whenever you agree that the transaction happened, then you don't need Kiyim, which means like this. Basically, what Rav is saying is that the only time you need Kiyim is when it's a Tainus Mezuyev. Because Mezuyev, you're denying that anything happened. And here he's presenting a Shtar, so you need the you know, to Mekayim. But if you tanina, but if you say parua, then you don't need any kiyim anymore. Because by the fact that the guy agreed that the story happened, That's itself like a kiyum. So Mamela, by the fact that the Gemara says that the father needs to be Mekayim, by saying Tnu, he's being Mekayim the other guy's shtar, and therefore the guy will take the money away from his kids eventually. So Tosus asks, well, why does he have to be Mekayim the shtar if we're not Tanin and Mezuyef? We're not Tanin and Mezuyef, why does he Mekayim the shtar? So Al Kochi, you see, we are Tanin and Mezuyef, and therefore he has to be Mekayim the shtar. And then Tosus says, no, but maybe even we're not Tanin and Mezuyef, we're Tanin Paru, and that's how, and therefore he asks Mekayim the shtar. No, because Rav holds, well, Paru, you don't have to Mekayim the shtar. So Al Kochi, Paru is out, doesn't do anything. So the only thing that will help is a Tainis Mezuyef. So if a Tainis Mezuyef, if a Tainis Mezuyef will help, so if a Tainis Mezuyef, if we're not Tanin Mezuyef, then he shouldn't have to be Mekayim Mishtar. So Al Kochi, by the fact that we are Mekayim Mishtar, means that we are Tanin Mezuyef. And this is another raya that we're Tanin Mezuyef. It sounds like Chinese. You have to think about this at least for 17 hours. Oh, it's hot in here. It's complicated. So that's Tosus's proof, another proof that with Tanin and Mezuyef. Because that's why he has to be Mekayim the shtar to get the stuff. Because this is again for Yisomim. This guy is going to ultimately collect from the Yisomim. Okay. Now, you can review it and go through it, and then you'll get it straight. Okay? I'm not going to. The next thing is a new part of the Tosa, so I think we'll continue that tomorrow, Bez Hashem. And then eventually I'd like to have a packet elaborating, but first I want you to get the steps here of the Tosa.
It's still raining out.
Is that?
Yeah, I think it's raining.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Thank you.
Like that.
Hold on. Am I?